funny. I'm reading this story talking about driving states. States that have really good drivers. The worst driving state. Best ones, we always say it's Mass. Yeah, well, New England doesn't... No New England state makes it into the top 10 best driving states. States it's good to drive in. But two, three states from New England make the worst driving list.
You think Massachusetts has good drivers?
No, they're saying bad. They always make the bad list.
Yeah.
God, I was going to say, let's go stand by the traffic circle for like 3 minutes.
You know, whenever I go to, if I have to go to Logan, I got to do that traffic circle thing. Because I'm coming in from the north. That's the scariest rotary I have to navigate.
What is it?
When I go in, if you go down Route 1 and you're going to go to Logan.
Yeah.
Like some people come in, you know, for 93, they come into the Boston, they take the tunnel, whatever. There's a lot of ways you could do it. But the way that I go, I've got to go through the, what is it, Danvers? I'm not even sure. Mm-hmm. It's Revere. I don't even know where it is, what town it's in. That little rotary.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the appliance store that had a fire. Ah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Next to Santapio's, you got to go past Santapio's Pizza. Whatever. That's the one rotary where I, you know. You realize in New England sometimes you're taking your life in your own hands at a rotary.
Yes.
I just don't understand how people live here and don't have it down yet. It's perplexing to me.
Gets me every time. I'm like, seriously? Who stops? And those people that are, when it's a double rotary and then they're in the lane that obviously would be turning off right away. Nope. And then they cut over and cut you off.
See, from where we are every day, that when we go, the inside lane is for the people that are going around.
They're not taking the next exit.
It's amazing how many people that in the right-hand lane, which is supposed to be the first exit off, will go, and then they'll, oh yeah, I'm going to stay in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
But you loser.
In Maine, some of the rotaries have soft edges on the inside, so you can kind of drive up on that. It's like, you know, Kennebunk, I think they got one you can kind of drive up on, for God's sake. They got one up like that in Laconia, too. But anyway, the worst is when traffic comes blowing in to a rotary. They look and they're going to do it. They're going to put the pedal to the metal and they're going to do it. It's crazy. Anyway, so... the worst driving states of the New England states, New Hampshire is the worst. Massachusetts would be the next. Rhode Island is the next closest. We're fifth, Rhode Island sixth, Massachusetts seventh. Vermont, thumbs up. You're good.
You're not on the bad list.
Good for you. All right, so I do have a, I did say I have a pop quiz for you.
Pop quiz!
Yeah.
Wow!
No pop quiz. I'm going to just throw this out there, okay, and see if you guys
can get it.
These have something in common. All of what I'm about to tell you have something in common. The iPhone, Android, Facebook, MySpace, Spotify, Skype, the website Reddit, hashtags, Netflix, Nintendo Wii, the iTunes Store, Google Maps, Airbnb, Gmail, Uber, Twitter. I could go on. But what do all of those things have in common?
They're all on the internet. They're all... They've all been hacked in the last 6 months.
Most popular website.
The question.
Most looked up things on the internet?
The answer evolves around their existence itself. All of those things. iPhone, Android, Facebook, YouTube, MySpace, Instagram, Uber, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google Maps, iTunes Store, Reddit, Fitbit, GoPros, iPads.
All been released in the last...
None of them existed.
10 years ago.
No, they were...
When Tom Brady made his first Super Bowl appearance.
None of them existed! That's how far back this guy's gone!
Wow.
Think about it!
Think about that! That is so huge! None of those things were even real when Tom Brady made his first Super Bowl appearance. That's astounding, isn't it?
Yeah.
The big iPad time. Did not exist. The iTunes store didn't exist the first time he went to the Super Bowl. That's astounding.
Yeah.
Astounding! Okay. If Laura said that that way, I would think she felt
no,
it. You're mocking me. Astounding! There was no Netflix.
Wow.
There was no Android or iPhone.
That's crazy.
Right? Tell me about it.
Right?
Makes you feel a little old.
Super Bowl 36, February 3rd, 2002. Tom Brady's first Super Bowl. None of those things were in existence then. All right? Thank you very much, Mr. Brady.
Was Brady lucky to win this game?
Of course he was lucky. The answer is unequivocally yes, obviously, and duh, he was lucky.
All kinds of time for Brady to go for it. To the end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown. Philip Dorsett. Michelle powers in for the touchdown. Here's the handoff, and to the end zone is Sony Michelle, and the Patriots are back in front. Burkhead pulls ahead and scores the touchdown. Second and goal to Burkhead. Burkhead to the end zone. Hello, Super Bowl. New England is heading back again for the third straight year.
You're going to the Super Bowl.
No! Let's go!
The Pats are not done yet.
Let's go next.
Brady and the Pats are not done yet.
Unbelievable, bro.
Got one more Super Bowl ring yet to get.
This is crazy. What a game.
Brady and the Pats are not done yet.
Season starts now. Let's go. They'll hear.
It's amazing when you think about it, man.
It's, yeah.
Right? That's crazy.
It just seems like a blink of an eye.
Yeah. All right, where are we at? 747 Douchebag coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock.
Wow.
You like spicy foods?
I love spicy foods. And it's, in the last, like, 5 years, it's just getting, the more I eat it, the spicier I want things. Like, I go through a bottle of sriracha, like, every other week.
That's our girl, Scotty.
Yeah.
That's our girl right there.
Right.
She's having more spicy foods than she's ever had before. She loves spicy food more than she's ever had before. Scott, could you do me a favor? No, Laura, I'm going to have you, actually. Laura, could you read this headline? It'd be great if you could read this headline right here. What does that say?
People who like spicy food have more adventurous and sexy lives.
That's what I'm talking about. All right?
It's,
then there's always the exception.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's not. That did not go where I thought you were going to go. You went left. I thought you were
going to
go
once
right.
In a while, I could have some spice.
Yeah.
Now I am buying jalapenos every week and just throwing them in at all my food. Like, I love spice.
People who love spicy food are more likely to love roller coasters.
Yep.
Loud music.
Yeah.
Speeding.
Never.
45% more likely to have traveled internationally.
Yeah, I go to islands. International.
More likely to have gone skydiving, which you've done, rafting, scuba diving, bungee jumping, and almost have twice as much sex as people who don't like spicy food.
Give me the spice. I love it.
It's because it's on the schedule.
Could go for a jalapeno right now.
It's on the schedule, and when it's on the schedule, it's happening.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hello?
I write everything down.
You look diagonally across from the Cub Scout meeting. It's right there on
right
the
down.
Calendar. It's written in.
It's happening.
Okay, well, anyway, so, yeah, I got that for you.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
You guys like spicy foods?
No.
You know, it's funny, I kind of like them a little bit more than I used to, but not much. I don't understand how people can order buffalo wings and have it be so hot that my eyes burn.
See,
yeah, that's not enjoyable.
It's not, I don't get it.
It's weird because I'm not the vinegar taste in that is not really my thing. Give me, you know, jalapenos and sriracha and all that. I'll go for it. But the vinegary taste is not my thing. Like of buffalo wings. Yeah.
I'll do the salt, the sea salt and vinaigrette or whatever.
Oh, that's
sea salt
okay.
and vinegar. Those are really good buffalo wings. All right. Well, anyway. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want anything that I'm crying while eating.
I feel like I should. I want to say thank you to Barb and everybody at the Lilac City Grill. I took my mom there for her birthday last night, and Barb was great as always.
Oh, the babe,
awesome.
Not your mom, but the
Barb.
The sandwich.
Very nice. The babe is very good.
I thought you were calling Barb babe.
But it was very nice.
She could be. You don't know.
You know. And my mom, is a conversationalist. She wants to chat.
Yeah.
You know, and she starts chatting with a Barb, lovely woman who was just so nice. And I'm kind of going, I think she's got other tables, mom. But mom's in a story, And she's telling the story. Mm-hmm. It's a good story.
Well, what's
there's
the story
no question.
About?
It was a story about just life and stuff like that. And Barb was all in. She was all in on it. Very, very nice. You know, it was very, very nice. You know, like, it's funny how, it's weird to say this, but when you have little kids and you go to a restaurant, a server that pays attention to your kids mm-hmm. is worth their weight in gold.
Absolutely.
When I went to Hooters University and got my Hooters education, and
is that who you?
Yeah. When I went there,
Hooters University. Apologies to the UNH. It's the only college theme
now,
I have.
I mean, the training manual was
very big, and you know, it took weeks before we actually opened the first store that I was a part of. They kids first. Female second, and the last was the guys.
Right.
But they encourage you, and that's what I liked about Hooters, is they encourage you to sit down, listen to conversations, get to know the customers. Don't just make it a, here's your food and leave.
Right. Well, that's a mark of a good server.
You do better when you sit down with them, hang out with them, and get to know the kids and the wives. And
Laura, by the way.
Where is Hoot You?
Oh, it's in Schenectady.
They move it around.
Oh, it's all right.
It was in the trailer. Was in Schenectady, mm-hmm. okay. New York, when Laura went. She's still paying off her loans to Hoot
You. I actually succeeded at Hoot You and went from the Manchester exactly. location to the Nashua to the Salem. I was opening all the Hoot You stores, teaching everything I've learned at Hoot You.
Yeah, well,
you were spreading the hoot.
Well,
hoots and kisses.
The point of the story wasn't about Hoot You.
No, but what I'm saying is that, so maybe Barb went to Hoot You and learned that talking with your customers like that.
She was very good. But what I noticed, I thought this last night. You know how when they take care of your kids, you're like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm not saying anything bad, but it when they do it with your parents, you feel the same way. You know, when as your parents get older, you know what I mean?
They become more childlike.
No, I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying.
Did you get your mom a menu that she can color?
Or a balloon?
For God's sake, don't. That's not what I'm saying. It's just like, it.
Can I get right, two balloons it. For my mom?
No.
You're pissing me off now. Because you're making it something, I'm not even saying that. It was just kind of, it was nice. It was, you know. Some people, when you get a server that doesn't care, you know it. So when you get a server that does,
you appreciate it.
You know it.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, look at that. She's being really nice. It was just nice, you know?
Can we get some crayons for my mom?
Nah, see, you're sitting there.
How about some wax? Connie, is there any wax that we can
sitting,
play?
She's sitting at the counter.
Because you know what?
In the house.
She's agreeing with me that you just made her sound like that.
No. It was nice, just like she would feel when she took her mom out to eat and somebody was nice to her. You always want someone to be nice to your mom.
Yes.
You take Judy McMullen out.
I want you to be nice to
somebody's
Judy.
Nice to Judy, you notice.
But I mean, if we go someplace and you can give her some dough to play with, keep her busy. That's fantastic.
I hate you. Seriously.
Hey, listen, I'm going to have a beer. My mom's going to have a chocolate milk with a lid on it. And she got some crayons.
None of that is what I was saying at all. Just the fact that someone was nice to my mom and I'm appreciating it. Okay.
Does anybody want to play bingo on the menu?
In my mind, I'm actually choking you out. And you know that move where you put your hand on the back of the head, the hand on the chin, and you spin it real quick, and then you and you're done?
Done.
That's just happened in my mind.
That's Happy New Year.
Yep, there you go. Who's the douchebag is next? I got one for you.